presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
6-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by. Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airways, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, fellas and girls, there's a brand new honeycomb on the market, and no bee had a thing at all to do with it. This new lightweight construction material is called a honeycomb because it resembles the structure bees build. But this new honeycomb, developed by the Glenn L. Martin Aircraft Company, contains aluminum foil. All kinds of substances have been used before to serve as a core between two sheets of wood or cloth or plastic, but none of them combine strength, economy of manufacture, and plenty of other features, as well as aluminum foil. Now, this foil is the same familiar aluminum sheet you see in cigarette packages, and is a wrapper for many foods. I imagine some of you fellas and girls save it. Roll it up into a ball. I did when I was a boy. In the Martin honeycomb, the foil is joined at its edges to the materials which make the walls of the honeycombs. A new kind of glue or adhesive makes the final product extra strong. It's waterproof, lightweight, easily handled, and lasts and lasts. You know, gang, not only wood, cloth, and plastics, but metals can be used as the walls of the new honeycomb. And in this manner, it's already being used in the Martin 202 and 303 transports as flooring, bulkheads, and doors. It's also used as a supporting wall for a type of fuel tank installed in plane wings. In just a few minutes, I'll be back to give you some more dope on this new style aluminum honeycomb, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. In their desperate search for Tank, who is apparently a victim of an unknown man who constantly whistles the solemn strains of Chopin's funeral march, Hop, Gale, and Bill King, aided by the owner of the carnival and some of his men, literally turned the fairgrounds upside down. But after an hour, when every inch had been covered, when every tent and booth had been thoroughly searched, Tank was still among the missing. Now, as darkness falls over Lakeville, Hop and Gale drive back to the airport, leaving Bill King at the carnival to be on hand if anything should break. Gale at the wheel and Hop slumped beside her ride through town in silence. But finally, on the state highway leading to the airport, Hop breaks out.
It's such an incredible situation, Gale. Tank didn't leave the fairgrounds, and yet he isn't anywhere inside the grounds. It's ridiculous. He couldn't have vanished into thin air.
Of course he couldn't. Been some mistake. Either the gatemen were wrong or we missed up somewhere on the ground.
But how could the gatemen have missed him? You couldn't miss Tank in a million years.
Maybe he went through the fence somewhere.
Gale, he was unconscious, out cold. And at least two men would have to carry him. They certainly couldn't be overlooked or ignored.
Oh, you're right. I do hope John Temple calls us as soon as we get home.
Yes, this waiting is driving me crazy. I feel as though I should be back at the carnival, going over everything all over again.
If Bill's there, he'll be able to handle things. Besides, you told Mr. Temple to phone you at home.
Yes, I know.
We're almost there. You want to stop at the airport first?
No. We might as well get it over with.
Get what over with?
Aunt Agatha doesn't know about Tank.
Good heavens, I forgot.
It's going to be one sweet job telling her, too.
Well, here we are. Better brace yourself.
Stick close, will you?
I will. What are you going to tell her?
I don't know yet.
Don't tell her about the man who whistles. Just tell her Tank wandered away.
Maybe you're right. But you know her, she has a bad habit of asking questions. That's funny. The door's closed. She usually leaves it... Why, it's locked.
That's strange.
Hope I have the key. Oh, yeah, here we are.
The windows in the dining room are closed, Hop. I think she's in.
Aunt Agatha? Aunt Agatha?
She's not here.
Well, she didn't say she was going out. Great Scott, Gale.
Harrigan, you're letting her imagination run wild.
Yes, but she'd have told me
if she... Look, there's a note by the phone.
Oh, let me see it.
Well?
Ah, you're right. I was really scared for a minute.
Where is she?
I've gone to the carnival with Judge Nolan.
Well?
Your dinner's on the stove. All you have to do is heat it up. Mr. Temple called you at 6 o'clock.
Good.
He will call again at 7. Gail, what time is it?
Almost 7.
Swell.
Did she say anything else?
She'll be back late.
Well, everything's working out fine. Maybe by the time she comes back, we'll know where Tank is.
You're all whistling in the dark, and you know it.
Oh, don't talk about whistling, please.
I'm sorry.
I hope that must be Mr. Temple.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, I am.
Hello?
Hello, that you, Hop?
Yes, and am I glad to hear your voice.
Same here, boy. How's everything? Been winning any more round-the-world races? That was a great job you and Tank did.
Oh, thanks.
I've been meaning to drop in for a visit, but headquarters has kept me on the job.
You want a case now?
Just finished.
Then can you come down here to Lakeville? It's important, John.
Hey, you sound pretty serious, Hop. What's up?
Tank's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Vanished. And I don't know where to turn.
When did it happen?
This afternoon at the carnival. John, his life's in danger.
Now, take it easy there, boy. Don't jump to conclusions. Maybe he simply wandered away.
I swear, John, if I didn't know you, I'd blow my top. Everybody says the same thing. He didn't wander away. We were working on something with Bill King. You remember Bill.
How could I forget him?
Well, Bill asked us to help him track down a man who made people disappear. A man who always whistled the funeral march.
Funeral march?
Yes. Bill wanted to break the story himself, so we said we'd help him. But Tank decided to play lone wolf, and I think he got onto something. But now he's gone, too.
And you think the man who whistles the funeral march is behind Tank's disappearance?
Right. The last we saw of him, he was at the carnival. Tank, I mean. Then he vanished. He wasn't seen leaving the fairgrounds, and he isn't on the grounds either. John, I'm so worried I can't see straight.
Sure, I know, Hop. Now, let's see. There's a plane out of here going south in about an hour. I'll grab it and be in Lakeville late tonight.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Forget it.
Say, is there anything we can do in the meantime?
You say he disappeared on the fairgrounds?
Yes.
Then your best bet is to stick around there. You never can tell when something will turn up.
Okay.
See you tonight then, Hop. And I know it's foolish to say this, but try not to worry too much.
Well, I'll try. I honestly feel much better knowing you're coming down.
Well, so long, Hop.
Goodbye, John, and thanks again. He'll be here tonight, Gail.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He suggested we go back to the fairgrounds in case something new turns up.
All right, then we'll go back.
You still have the diagram of the tent layout?
Yes.
Well, let's take another look at it before we go. Maybe we can get a fresh slant.
Here it is.
Oh. Now, let's see. There's a fence all around and three gates. We started our search here in the middle, right next to the funhouse.
Mm-hmm, right under the big balloon. We worked our way through the tents and booths toward the fence. I'm sure we didn't skip one. But, of course, if Tank was conscious and walking around, he might have been avoiding us again. What do you think of that, Hop? Hop?
Great Scott, Gail, what a fool I am. What a blind, stupid, blundering jackass.
Hop, what are you talking about?
Tank is at the fairgrounds. Gail, we were no more than 10 feet away from him. Come on, let's get out there, fast.
Crumpling the diagram in his hands, Hop rushes out to the car, with Gail utterly confused and more than a little bewildered, following him. What does Hop mean when he says they were only 10 feet away from Tank? Gang, we'll know more in just a minute, so stand by. I told you at the beginning of Hop Harrigan how the Martin Aircraft Company developed a new kind of honeycomb filled with fine aluminum foil. This extremely lightweight new construction material is sure to spread through the aircraft industry, and you may soon see this sandwich, aluminum foil as the filler, with almost any material on the outside in plenty of other applications. Martin needed a new adhesive to hold the walls of this sandwich, the thin aluminum foil, so they developed a super glue that works so well it can hold as fast as rivets. What's more, it works to perfection on metals, glass, plastics, paper, leather, and cloth. This new adhesive may be even more important to industry than the aluminum honeycomb sandwich. Already, it has invaded the automobile industry, where it's being used in brake linings and clutch plate facings. And it works with amazing speed compared with other methods. On a job which would require 30 minutes with rivets, this new adhesive, used with an electrical heating device, binds parts together permanently in about 20 seconds. Just think of that. Now, let's take another look at the honeycomb sandwich made with this super glue. In addition to all its other advantages, it is unsinkable. 1 square foot will support 4 pounds of weight, and it will float even after 80% of its surface is riddled. Yes, this is quite a discovery for Martin, and should be a big help to light plane manufacturers who are always interested in a material combining lightweight with strength and durability. So that's it, fellas and girls. Another amazing example of the progress aviation companies are making. You'll be in the best aircraft in the world when you learn to fly. And our country needs you in the sky, for always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Checking the diagram of the carnival layout for a second time, Pop suddenly saw something that made his eyes widen, and shouting that he knew where Tank was, raced out of the house into the car with Gail running after him. Now, as they near the fairgrounds, Pop explained,
"I knew I'd forgotten something, but I couldn't put my finger on it until I saw that diagram again."
"Well, where is Tank?"
"The one place we didn't look."
"Pop, are you crazy? We covered every inch of that fairground."
"Tank isn't on the grounds, Gail. He's over them."
"What?"
"He's over them. The balloon next to the funhouse has a small basket underneath."
"It has?"
"Yes, and that's where he is. The man who whistled took Tank out the back door of the funhouse. And the balloon anchor cable and winch is right on the corner of the back alley there."
"Oh, I see. He ducked out, lowered the balloon, dumped Tank inside, and then raised it again."
"Exactly."
"Oh, Pop, I hope you're right. I do hope you're right."
"This way, Gail. Down the midway to the funhouse."
"Coming. What if we bump into Aunt Agatha?"
"Oh, we'll just wave and keep going."
"Pop?"
"Yes?"
"Don't you think we should tell Mr. Barnshaw we're going over to the balloon?"
"Oh, later. Here's the funhouse. Around the corner and into the alley. Quick."
"Not so fast. Please, I have high heels."
"It's on the other corner."
"Where?"
"Gail. It's gone. The balloon's gone."
"What?"
"Well, you see, it should have been attached to that winch."
"Well, maybe they found Tank already. Maybe they pulled the balloon down and then let the air out of it."
"Well, come on, we'll see."
There's a crowd standing around the winch."
"Oh, they look like the men who helped us this afternoon."
"Do you see Mr. Barnshaw or Bill King anywhere?"
"No." "Say, excuse me. Have you found him, Tank Tinker, the big redhead we were looking for this afternoon?"
"Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Harrigan. No, we didn't find him."
"Oh, where's the balloon?"
"Gone."
"Gone? What do you mean, gone?"
"Just what I said. Some idiot let go the brake on the winch cable and the balloon pulled loose."
"Oh, no."
"When?"
"About 5 minutes ago. There, if you look sharp, you can still see it."
"Where?"
"Straight up, that way. See the little lantern hanging from the bottom?"
"Yes, I see it."
"Well, that's the balloon, ma'am, and she's really traveling. Lord knows where she's going to land."
As Hop and Gail stare up into a purple evening sky, they see the dim flicker of an oil lantern glimmer like a tiny faraway star. And even as they watch, it grows smaller and smaller.
For thrills and spine-tingling action, don't miss the next episode of The Mystery of the Vanishing Men. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.